It's the middle of winter and long past sunset, but the doors and windows of the old Fort Seward Fire Hall are lit up and standing open. When you get close, you realize why. It's really hot inside. Twenty people and an old-time band are squeezed together, doing the Texas Star and the Virginia Reel. Spencer Douthat has been calling a square dance for almost 2 hours. Douthat is a union millwright, leaving Haines for long stretches to work on a power plant out of Healy. He got hooked on square dancing working near Fairbanks when some neighbors threw a dance in their barn.
I feel like I discovered what dance meant. We have some natural feeling in ourselves that basically you tap into when you're dancing. It's different for every person, I think, how they kind of manifest that. But square dancing is really what caught me.
Soon, he was going to monthly dances in nearby Esther. Little did he know, he'd stumbled into one of Alaska's oldest old-time music hotspots. From what he's read, Douthat knows the music arrived in the interior with fiddle-wielding traders and trappers from Canada and Europe in the mid-1800s. It spread from there. Alaska Native people created their own style. The Athabascan fiddle tradition has been humming along for over 150 years. The Klondike Gold Rush brought an influx of mandolins, banjos, and miners straight up Lynn Canal, looking for ways to pass dark nights.
Going from cabin to cabin, and it would be one little square and a little band crammed in the corner and a caller crammed in another corner, basically just trying to get through the winter.
Though Douthat got dancing in Fairbanks, it was moving to Haines that got him to start calling.
I want to say 2 weeks or something after I arrived, there was a flyer for a barn dance, and I thought, oh, Haines has all these wonderful things, and it even has a dance scene.
But it was actually the first dance that had happened in quite a while. Eric Holly, a banjo player, says there used to be more dancing when he arrived in 1989, but it died out in the 90s.
Recently, there's been an influx of younger folks, and I don't know if they're wanting to get in touch with their roots and culture or need an outlet for energy on cold winter nights or both, but there's been a real resurgence, and I have to credit Spencer Douthat.
At the end of Douthat's first dance in his new home, the caller asked if there was anyone in the audience who'd like to learn the craft.
No one else, raised their hand or said anything. But I went up at the end and said, hey, I just moved to town. I fell in love with square dancing. I said, okay, well, here's this book.
He plopped a tome into Douthat's hands. Cowboy Dances.
It's like a 1953 printing of like a 1930s book, and it has these like wonderful plate images. Basically, that was the beginning.
Douthat did his homework. Because he was learning, they had more dances. He started by calling one square, then a couple. Before long, he could run the entire evening.
I've reached a point where people are having fun, and then at this point, I just kind of am working on refining my technique.
So in early January, on leave from his job and visiting home, Douthat wanted to dance. So it turns out, did 20 of his friends and a band. Holly said they were ready.
The beauty of this kind of music is that you don't have to be too involved with the technical aspects of music. You can get into the zone where, everything just starts to flow and you're not wrapped up in worrying about whether someone's going
to
hear it.
Douthat wants to train someone else to call. That way he can dance too. But he won't be back from his job up north until the end of April. To get a dance going before then, someone else will have to step up and step out and spin their partner.
Let's clap for the band!
In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.